Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Diane Tomasik with House of Hope. They provide food, clothing, emergency financial assistance, and counseling to Martin County residents. House of Hope will be having their first ever fundraising gala on Saturday, January 11th at Willoughby Golf Club in Stewart. Diane, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks very much for having me.
I have to ask the question, you're coming up on your 30th anniversary. How did it dawn on you after all this time to maybe we should do a gala?
Well, you know, at 30 years old, we're all grown up, and I think we're going to have a grown-up party. I think that's how it came about. As every nonprofit does, we have a series of events throughout the year. And to kick off the 30th anniversary year, we've decided to have a grown-up party and have a gala. And the theme of it ties in with the whole, let's celebrate the past and look to the future. And so we've kind of chosen a time travel theme.
As you mentioned, it is your 30th anniversary, and I'm wondering, how have things changed in terms of services you provide and the needs of people over those 30 years? I know you haven't been there the entire time, but there must be an arc of, or maybe not, I don't know, maybe they stay relatively the same.
There's certainly an arc, and we have a wonderful story at the beginning of House of Hope. It was founded by a group of volunteers who saw a need in the community, hungry people, and they decided to do something about it. And what they did was they made sandwiches and they handed them out from the back of a rickety old station wagon, as the legend goes. The agency went through a series of houses and storefronts until in the mid-90s, the building at Bonita Street and Dixie Highway was built. And that's when the first real growth in what people would identify as House of Hope today began, you know, with the food pantry, expansion to the other three locations. And then when the economic downturn occurred in 2007 and 8, that's when the strategic direction of the agency really changed.
How so?
To one where, yes, we provide food and make sure that you're not going hungry. We'll give you clothing to make sure you're clean and presentable for a job or whatever your needs might be. And the emergency financial assistance may still get you over a bump in the road. But during the downturn, people were not just losing jobs, they were losing careers. And so they were coming to House of Hope with much deeper, more complex problems. And that's when we established the case management program to stay with folks over a longer period of time, maybe provide more resources over that period of time, but more or less trying to help them plan and return or reach a more self-sufficient place in their life and in our society. So that's what House of Hope is kind of all about today. We have our main program umbrella is called Project Hope, helping others progress through empowerment. And empowerment is a very key word around House of Hope, not enabling people as folks often worry, but helping to empower them to overcome the obstacles in their lives.
So you've come a long way from passing out sandwiches.
Sandwiches, indeed.
I'm speaking today with Diane Tomasik from House of Hope. Now, a little more on your gala. What is it called? And tell me more about the theme.
It is called Hope for the Future Gala. We have to work hope into everything we do. And it does. It celebrates where we've been the past 30 years and where we hope to be going in the future, and hope people will come and support us in our financial goals and have a nice party while they're at it. The Hope for the Future Gala will encourage our guests to come dressed in the costumes of their favorite period. So anything from 20s to 60s modern to maybe something futuristic and glittery. Folks, we're happy to see what they come up with.
So it'll be an interesting mishmash of periods.
It will. I know some folks are coming dressed in 40s and 50s, and we'll have live models with a period costume that actually will be clothing that has been donated to House of Hope. We're kind of putting away some very interesting garments that will be showcased that evening.
I've been speaking today with Diane Tomasik from House of Hope. You'll find contact information for House of Hope, as well as an archive of this interview, on our website, WQCS.org. Diane, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.